This is Morgan Hazelwood, back again with more writing tips and writerly musings. Today, I'm here to talk about the five components of a query letter. I know. I talk about queries and the querying process a lot. You may have even heard me say most of this before, but I've decided to break out in a very clean, easy-to-follow format because query letters are hard. You're sending an unsolicited one-page email trying to entice an agent to ask for more pages. Depending on the agent's submission guidelines, you might include a synopsis, probably even a chapter. But you're sending out your hopes, your dreams, and the culmination of months to years of work while hoping to avoid rejection. Query letters can be intimidating. Yet, when you boil them down to their basics, query letters are business letters designed for one specific purpose. Sure, you hear about those unique queries that caught an agent's attention, but most agents are just rolling their eyes at what they see as gimmicks. Queries written as though they're from the point of view of the main character. Queries filled with rhetorical questions asking what the agent would do in the main character's situation. Queries that do the hard sell, letting the agent know just how lucky they would be to represent the next bestseller. Not actually original ideas. Not actually compelling. The story should sell itself. You shouldn't have to talk it up. So let's take the mystery and stress out of writing that all-important query letter and just put the pieces together. Part 1, the salutation. Dear agent, comma. When it comes to the salutation, there are a couple things you can do. You can either research their bios and make sure you get the proper gendered title, guessing for Ms. or Mrs., or you can just use their full name. I usually use dear first name, last name, comma, with a copy paste so I don't even misspell their name, because that's embarrassing, let me tell you. Component number 2, the story. Note, the Query Shark recommends just diving straight into the story, which is what I'm doing here. The subject line should mention it's a query. We all know why we're here. But some agents and agencies do prefer the stats paragraph first. If it's explicitly called out or you think that paragraph is a better sound, put that first. Okay, back to the story. When you do talk about your story, you want to use the tone of the story, but not any first-person narration. If it's a funny book, if it's a creepy book, use verbs and adjectives that, you know, invoke that. But remember, this part is about stakes and making the character sound compelling. This is not a summary. You should introduce as few characters and as few settings as possible while still having something coherent. The entire story section should take up no more than 2 to 3 paragraphs. Paragraph 1 is the character and the stakes. You introduce the main character or characters and the initial goal. Paragraph 2 is the complication. You talk about the complication and the emotional issue. What's the worry? What's the hope? That sort of thing. Maybe what's the love interest? This is also where any secondary plot might get mentioned. And then the third final paragraph is the goal and the consequences. If main character is going to save the day, they must do something or consequences. Or they must choose between hard thing with consequence A or harder thing with consequence B. If you have more than one main character, you could add one more paragraph to introduce a second main character. Typically, however, you can kind of shrink that complication paragraph into one sentence at the end of each character introduction paragraph, with the final paragraph bringing all the main characters and stakes together. Yes, you might have more than 2 main characters. Try to stick to 2 with the 2 most compelling or coherent in short form storylines. So component three, the stats, the statistics. Typically it goes something like, title is a genre novel complete at XX thousand words. Optionally, you can add, it should appeal to fans of novel or author, and or it combines the trait of this from novel with the trait of this from other novel. And or you can also add in here the reason why you queried this agent in particular. I queried you because I thought that the story plot thing would appeal to your interest in strong female protagonists or what have you. You need to give, so let's go over all that. That's a lot about stats. So first, you need to give your novel a genre. If you can't pick one, think of a book with a similar feel and think about where it is in the bookstore. If you absolutely must, you can include a second genre, but no more. Otherwise, your book will sound like you don't know how to market it. As I've mentioned before, different genres have different pacing and trope expectations. If you mash up too many, you end up disappointing fans of each of those genres, and you end up with a bunch of one-star reviews and poor sales. So you've got to have a clear picture for what type of story you want to tell. Secondly, let's talk about that word count. For anything from middle grade on up, you should round the word count to the nearest thousand. For adult novels or YA, it's probably going to be 65,000 to 85 or so. If it's fantasy or science fiction, with adult books, you can go up to 120. They start side-eyeing you when you go over that, especially for a debut. So, next, I talked about comps, right? It's, if you like this book, you'll like my book. Or, you know, with the religion of the Golden Compass and the sisterly priorities of Frozen or what have you. So, do use comps, comparison novels, if you have a good one. If not, you can try to appeal with novels that share a trait with yours, either tone, setting, or themes, typically. If you don't have any good comps, just skip that. Especially if you're putting the stats paragraph first, this is where you would include that log line, that one sentence pitch that often works great for selling those high concept novels. If you can't summarize your story in one sentence, you probably don't have a high concept story. So that's the definition there, and that's okay. I don't usually write high concept either. So finally, if you have a connection to this agent, this is a great place to add it. If your only connection is that they're looking for things in your genre or with a particular theme, I feel it feels super pandering to say, I'm querying you because I thought my theme from your bio would appeal to you. I mean, it's kind of obvious. But some agents do want to make sure that you've done at least a little research and you're not just boilerplate spamming every agent in the industry. So they ask you to include a reason why you picked them. If they ask, go ahead and pander. It'll show you did your research. And if it's not pandering, all the better. So I want to, a little aside here. I know many of us have themes in our books, but you can mention it here. Do not spend more than one sentence talking about your theme or why you decided to address it. This story should speak for itself. If you over-explain a theme, agents get suspicious that the theme was more important to you than the story when you were writing it. And when people focus more on themes than stories, you often end up with works that read like an after-school special, more preaching than anything else. Now, I'm sure when you were writing it, your story was your priority. So just make sure you're selling the right aspects of your story to the agents. So component for your bio. It doesn't have to be complicated. It can be, I write from my home in place with my family and or pets. When not writing, you can find me doing activity one or activity two. So obviously, if you have publishing credentials, list the top two or three, assuming they're related to the type of work you're submitting. Even academic credentials can be beneficial if your story explores those themes. If you have self-published in the past, you can include this in your bio. But if the stories didn't sell very well, it might not actually help your credentials at all. Do note, you should not be querying any novel that has been previously self-published. If you have a degree related to writing or some major plot point, include it. In any case, keep this part short and sweet, at least for fiction. You're trying to sell your story, not yourself, and your credentials aren't really as important as they seem. And finally, component five, closing and signature. Keep it short and sweet. Thank you for your time and consideration. Period. Sincerely, Morgan Hazelwood. The Query Shark has stated that she sees, quote, I look forward to hearing from you soon, as presumptuous. What? But additionally, a decent percentage of agents have publicly posted that if you don't hear back in like 6 or 12 weeks, assume you've been rejected. So you're probably not going to hear from all of them. It might be generic to say time and consideration, but at least you're thanking them for something you have a decent chance of actually getting from most of them. As a note, if you have a website or social media, you may want to link it here. I've heard some agents like it because you're establishing a platform. I've heard some agents find it presumptuous and eye-rolling. They have so many differing views, so many differing views. It's up to you if you want to link it here. Luckily, these days, many agents are using submission forms with spots to put these links if they're personally interested, and that helps remove the question. And that's it. Hopefully, this has helped demystify the query letter writing process. Have you queried a novel before? How did it go? Is there anything that you did differently?
And that's all for today. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, hit that subscribe button and share it with all your friends. It goes a long way towards helping people find me. And I'll be back again next Monday with more writing tips and writerly musings. Bye-bye.